It's Monday morning. It was a big weekend in sports. So it's time to discuss that. Will joins us once again with the Community Armchair. Hey, Will, how are you going?
I'm going good, Danny. My Mets just lost this morning. Again, they have not been performing well recently. They were once 20 games over 500. They're now a game and a half ahead of the Reds in the wild card race. They are just really, really treading water right now.
I love how you put the emphasis there on again. They lost again.
Yeah, they've been swept in two straight series. They're not performing well right now.
Having
whatsoever.
A heartbroken builds character. Mate, don't worry about it.
Oh, trust me, I've grown up a Mets fan. I know about heartbreak, but that was your weekend, Danny.
Well, not too bad at all. Good weekend for watching footies. NRL round 2023, round 23 rather, the Indigenous round, filled with a few blowouts and upsets. What were you looking at closely this week?
Well, first on the fast forward, it's just one of those games. Melbourne defeated Brisbane 22-2. The Storm. Wow. There's not much I could say that could describe the absolute catastrophe of this loss for Brisbane away in Wurundjeri land. Plenty of chances in the first 20 minutes to score a try, only for an interception rundown to have both Adam Reynolds and Ezra Mamm go down with hamstring injuries.
Yeah, it's not
the
good.
Halves pairing gone in one fell swoop was nothing short of a gut punch to Brisbane's attack, both in the short term and the long term. The defense did well to maintain a sliver of a chance for most of the game, but the attack was completely stunted without their starting halves. Just a devastating loss for the Broncos. And while for the Storm, it was just status quo, a well-executed performance, a mouth-watering matchup on the way with the Storm traveling to Barramundigal land to face the Panthers on Thursday night, while the Broncos play in Yuggera and Turbo land against the Dolphins in the Crosstown Derby on Saturday evening.
Second on the fast four, when the Saints hang out marching in, the Dragons defeat the Sharks 22-14.
Another super solid performance from an improving Dragon side in Bidjigal and Beatigal land. The prospects are starting to shine through. Luggin King Togia had some great passages, and Hayden Buchanan had a debut to remember with a try and a try assist. And you can count that as two solid performances in a row for the much maligned Kyle Flanagan.
Go Flano.
A lot has been said about him this season, but the way you respond is what we've seen from him the past two rounds. The kicking game steered the Dragons to a big victory that certainly boosts the morale of this core. Cronulla, though, that's a loss you did not need. The fortunate thing for the Sharkies is that their run home looks relatively straightforward, but this recent loss intensifies the online. It only intensifies the Pretenders label. Sharks will look to make amends when they face the Titans at home in Darwin land, while the Dragons head to Aotearoa to face the Warriors.
Third on the fast four, 52-point win. Normally we cover the close games here, but this has got implications for the top eight. It's the Roosters. Beat the Dolphins 64-12.
I called this game a must-win for both teams last week, but especially my Roosters, as the run home still remains perilous. But the Roosters didn't just win. They made a statement, a perfect performance in every sense of the word. The attack, humming. The defense, a complete wall. But for the Finns, golly, out of all the performances you needed for a massive step towards September footy, and your defense was gashed so much that flex tape couldn't even save it. The saving grace for Redcliffe is that their run home is far more straightforward than the Roosters, with a better point differential in hand. So their destiny is still in their control. The Finns face the Broncos on Saturday evening, while the Roosters head home to Eora and Gadigal land to face the Bulldogs.
Masters of their own destiny. Fourth on the fast floor in the NRLW, wet one there at the Combank Stadium. North Queensland defeat the Parramatta Eels 14-10.
Another interesting matchup over in the W. Two mid-table sides jockeying for position, and it was North Queensland keeping pace in the top four race. A close one on paper and on grass, with both teams giving as good as they got. But a 10-point lead for the Eels was quickly overturned in the second half by a resurgent Cowboys side who adjusted to expose the open space out on the Eels' edges to score in both corners with well-constructed backline setups, with Crystal Blackwell grabbing try assists on both occasions. Especially that first try assist was a beautiful pass. Parramatta travels away to face the Broncos on Saturday afternoon, while North Queensland hosts the Bulldogs on Saturday night.
Sunday night. That's all right. The WNBA continues this morning. You want to say a couple of things regarding recent news surrounding the league?
Look, if you're not clued in, objects are being thrown onto WNBA courts during games. I can't be specific as to what those objects are. Just search WNBA, click news, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Rarely do I ever address this kind of nonsense on this platform because it provides more credence than is warranted, but being a Gen Zer, I have heard so much of the sports community, especially young men, wave this off with jokes or amusement. I want to be clear. This situation is clear misogyny and harassment. I center women's sports on this platform because there's amazing stuff happening that we will be talking about momentarily, but also because of stuff like this. Absolutely disgusting. Let's talk about the games.
What's happening in the WNBA?
Minnesota Lynx defeated the New York Liberty 83-71 this morning.
Yeah,
off the back of 18 points from Caleb McBride, 14 from Courtney Williams, 15 from DeAngeni Carrington, and 13 from Natasha Heederman. And just the Lynx, they're far and away the best team in the league right now. 27-5. New York Liberty are the second best team in the W right now, but a pretty distant second. But really what's interesting in the W right now is the jockeying for position in the Western Conference, especially the playoff seeding. The gap between the 5th and 10th seeds is only 4 games between the Fever and the Mystics. One run of bad form from any of those teams can drastically change how the playoff picture looks down the stretch of this season.
There will be more to discuss on this point. Will, thank you so much for joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast.
Thank you for having me.